Margo Larson, Saratoga Springs. I just am calling to say thank you for the civility, the wonderful programming this morning with Joe with the Humanities in Vermont and Sarah with her interview with the last unicorn author. Both were absolutely fabulous. Continue to do the good work and good luck with the fun drive.
Hi, my name is Tom Marshall. I live in Sheffield, Massachusetts. I'm calling regarding an interview that Alan Chartrand had with the writer of the autobiographer of Andrew Cuomo. I just wanted to say that of all the interviews I've heard Alan do over the years, I thought Alan did a masterful job of not only articulating the issues, but allowing the writer of that book to give some in-depth information.
Mary Garwood from Latham. Just wanted to comment on the Tom Brady deflate gate. The balls that were deflated, one was not deflated, and that was the ball that the kicker would use. So my thought is that this was really a known fact that they were doing this. Thank you for your great shows.
This is Beth Jacobs, Michigan and New York. I'm listening to the roundtable discussion about a new trade pact. How your panel could say that it's going to help the environment? The only reason this trade pact is being shoved through is that it'll allow big businesses to use labor and environmental resources in other countries without having to follow any rules. Every time we have developed NAFTA and all of these agreements, they've done terrible things. Most of what you wear, eat, use are made in third world countries in the most deplorable conditions. We should be building here, and we should be throwing away our garbage here.
My name is Donald Houghton, and I'm calling about the program yesterday that Alan Chartrand was talking with someone about silver and scales. He's referring to a quote in the Reader's Digest, and it's the best ever legal advice came from an ad for the law offices of Larry L. Archer. Just because you did it doesn't mean you're guilty. And I think that's probably a good lawyer for them guys to get.
This is Jill Movius in Mountainville, New York. I just wanted to thank WAMC for inviting Ralph Nader to the roundtable on Monday, May 11th. And I think this is a good time to remind ourselves that Nader is not to blame for Al Gore losing his bid for the presidency in 2000. In fact, Gore won that election. He won the popular vote by 5,000 votes. And that victory was taken from him and given to Bush Cheney by five justices of the Supreme Court.